This is an oral history interview in the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont Project. The interview is taking place on November the 27th. It is in Mrs. Maxie Williams' home in Seneca, South Carolina. The interviewer is Brenda Goodwin. Could I get your name, your full name, please?
Maxie C. Williams. I was a Crab before I married.
Okay.
So I used the C for Crab. That all right?
Mm-hmm, that's fine. When and where were you born, Miss Williams?
I was born in Oconee County, Townsville. You know where Townsville? I was born down there, Townsville, South Carolina, in the year of 1909. December the 18th, on the Sunday morning. And I was lazy. I used to tell my sister I didn't have to wake up, she didn't wake on Sunday.
You are Maxine C. Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were born December the 18th, 1909?
Yes, ma'am.
Who were your parents?
My mother was Ida Crab, regular Crab. Now, I don't like to spell that regular, but she's Ida regular Crab. My father was Dave Crab.
Now, where were they born?
They were born down in Townsville.
What year?
Now, I done forgot that. That's been too long ago.
Who were your grandparents? Do you know their names?
My grandparents, I didn't know my mother's people. They died when she was a child. Her mother died when she was a child. And my father's mother was Grandma Emily, that's all I know. So she must have been Grandma, no, she was married the second time as Grandma Brooke, and Emily Brooke. Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about your grandparents?
I just remember she made them good old cakes, you know. You used to go to Grandma's and she'd have these pancakes, hoe cakes, turnover bread, and that jelly. Oh, she could make the best country jelly. And she's a pretty woman. Soft talking, had some Indian in her though. She had a little temper. And I don't remember my mother's parents, though they died. Her mother died when she was about 5 or 6 years old, and her sister raised her.
Were there any other older members in the family, like your grandparents' brothers or sisters around?
Yeah, but I don't know them.
They did too poor.
Now, my mama had lots of sisters, was very sweet. Aunt George Ann Singleton was a midwife, and she delivered both white and black babies. She was a very active midwife, and she lived to be up in her 90s, because she died here, I call it in the morning time.
What was
her name? George Ann Singleton. Singleton.
When was she midwifing?
Oh, from back as I can remember, on up until, you know, when they started this stuff, they didn't have midwife. Yeah, and she was a licensed midwife and delivered more babies than the doctor did back then, because they, you know, people didn't go to hospital. They delivered rich and poor, white and black.
Was this before 1900 or after?
Oh, way after 1900, honey, because she just died. I'm trying to think when it was. Must have been around 1933 or 35, maybe 40, during the Second World War. You know, this World II War. She died then. But she'd been a midwife and done a lot of delivering. Did you hear Mr. Hamilton? You prayed Hamilton and those, you know, superintendent, them are babies. Those are her babies. She got babies scattered all over Oconee County.
So she lived in Oconee County?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were there any other aunts or uncles, maybe your mother's aunts or uncles that you knew that lived in the area?
No, that's a little too far back, because see, her Well, yeah, she had an uncle, let's see, was it an uncle or something, old man Grant. He lived to be about 100 years old, Uncle Stafford Grant. He lived down here around the Friendship Committee. Now, that was either her mother's uncle or her uncle, I don't know which, but her mother was a Grant, and she kin to all the Grants. The white ones and the black ones, they're all kinfolk.
Did your family own their own home when you were growing up?
No, we didn't own a home then, because my daddy was a sharecropper. Good worker, had a bunch of children and made a lot of cotton.
Who was he sharecropper for?
It was a Mr. Arnstein Whitfield and a Mr. Wilton Earls. And who is? Oh, Mr. Shirley. Mr. Shirley, that's where I was born, on the Shirley place. That's between Townville and Fairplay.
That's the Shirley place?
Yes, Shirley. There's some Shirley still scattered around here now, but all those heads is gone. But Miss Janie Shirley and Mr. Jeff Shirley's born the way I was born. I can see that little house.
How long did your parents live there? Before you were born or after, either?
It was before I was born. I was born, and then we come to up in Seneca section, you see. But we moved up between Seneca and War Hall, up what they call Barney Land up there.
How long did your parents share for the Shelleys?
Oh, I don't know. It must have been about... See, I don't know. We moved from one place to another, and it's hard to say which place they lived the longest. And I don't remember too much back like then. You know, children weren't wise then, like there's not a new thing to say. But I just know I was born down there because my mother would talk to me, you know, and I grew up. But I grew up mostly seeing Seneca area. But I was born in a baby down then. My older brothers and sisters was down there. You see, I had 7 brothers and 4 sisters, and my oldest sister just passed here in June, passed. And I got a sister that's 3 years old and I'm a little across town. That's who they all give the interview.
So you're the youngest one in the family?
No, I got one sister, younger. But this sister's 3 years older than me. Now, she know the great-grandbad, she know the grandma, she know the grandpa, and then who was kin and who in this. She can go way back.
What's her name?
Polly Cunningham. She married a preacher, and he passed it around until he died. He died with a heart attack, sudden. But she still live in Cross Town. The cleanest house is in Old Coney County.
She lives here in Seneca?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
Oh. It's straight across, kind of like you come, it's what they call Oak Street over there. She lived right off Oak. I can't even think of the name of her little street in there, but Professor Cove lives in there. You know what, Dr. Bannon's office? Well, now, her house is just behind Dr. Bannon's office. Her fence separates her office. Little white house. Inside and out. You never think nobody ever lived in it.
When you were growing up as a sharecropper on the Shelley's farm, do you remember your mother talking to you very much about slavery?
Well, you see, my mama was just beyond slavery. And my granddaddy, I remember he'd talk about misters and masters, but it's a faint thing, you know. And she had a Uncle, what was it, Uncle Cook, could tell about them things, but it's a little thing for me to make an accurate statement of it.
What do you remember about it? What do you remember anything about their saying? You were telling me earlier about the white kid and not drinking the coffee.
Well, now that's mine. That was in my time. That was nothing slave about that. That was more than that was when we was growing up here. Some of the MacNeils that's in this vicinity now, some of them real estate and everything be. Oh, but this little girl we played with, and if they had to go to town, you see, back then, coming to Seneca was all day journey. You hitched up the wagon, the wife was hitched up the ferry, and come to Seneca while the babies, my mom would keep the little children because they'd be in the night. And those children was put in the bed with us, eat with us till the mamas come back. And then we'd play together, and I don't know why we didn't drink coffee. You could have all this sweet milk, buttermilk, but you'd be with your cook. Coffee, mom, coffee, mom. If you drink this coffee, it'll make you black, and you can't go play the white children. And we would, well, I wouldn't dare drink the coffee. But we'd go out there to Miss Macfield's and we'd get all the coffee we want. And then the next time we'd try to wash it off, you see, so I could get to come back and play. Oh, them was good days.
You were, what, 10 years old then?
No, I wasn't. About 12 or 6 years old.
6 years, so that's about 1915.
Yeah. No. But we played that old farm. A lot of that is old. Covered on the water. I believe the house I bone is on the water, you see, between Fair Play and Georgia, you know, that line. See, they covered a lot of that ground in water with the lakes over it. But we used to go down there to sightseeing to decide they'd make the whole earth in water. And I'm scared to death of water. I don't fill up my bathtub no further than I can see the deep. Don't like water and mountains. That's for y'all.
You like the low country?
Mm-hmm.
You like the low country?
I haven't never been too much down in the low country. I just like where I am on the level. And keep the water away. When I cross the river down here, get across it quick and get back on the land.
Did your grandparents or your mother feel that way too?
No, they... We took a little river down there. You see, back in their day, they'd go fishing. Said they'd be in the field, and when the bell rang for lunch, they'd make it to the river. Set the hook and catch a fish, you know, while they was waiting. No, they loved water. They wasn't afraid of water. But I don't like water.
While they were in the field, this is picking cotton?
Picking cotton, hoeing cotton. Back then, you see, they were raised on the farm, too.
When was that?
When my mother was a little girl. See, there used to be a river. It's down between Townville now. They were raised on the Maxwell place down there. And all at the river. And if they had a ferry boat down there when my mother was little, they used to tell us about that. The ferry, they could cross from one side to the other, you know, on the ferry.
Do you know what year that was?
Oh, let's see. When my mama was a little girl and she was way back down in the 1800s or 1700s. But 1800s, I don't know. Way back down. See, my mother was 77 years old when she died. All her children stopped living.
When was that? When did she die?
And she died in 51. Mm-hmm. So you can see back when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. Well, and my sister, and one, her sister died, that I tell you was a registered midwife, and that picture was taken the day she buried her. Then she lived 5 years. She died in 1751. Not just my mother, but now her sister looked very much like that. And they said that's where I got my nursing from. I inherited The whole family, her family, was nurses. She had lots of sisters, and they all was nurses, you know. What they call nurses then was a midwife with a sharp pocket knife to deliver a baby, and they was a nurse.
They just learned from somebody before them?
Yeah, and give them a dose to cat in the teeth. You remember getting all this stuff and vitamin, get a little flour and parch it, powder that baby so it wouldn't break out with hives. Grace. And they was a first class nurse, you see. They knew to do that.
And this is a picture of your mother before what year?
No. In,
she died in 51, so...
That was in 40. I believe that was in 40. 39 or 40.
She's a very pretty lady.
She was a good-looking woman. That's how come I look so good. I just got ugly since I've been sick.
Do you remember your grandfather saying anything about the fields and the crops and things?
No.
The kind of things he did?
No, you see...
Or maybe your mother telling you about what she did as a little girl.
See, now my grandfather, Brooke, I believe he was raised in Georgia. And he come over in South Carolina and married my grandmother.
What was his name?
Miles Brooke. He went to Brooke's. My grandmother, the white people that don't know, was crazy. Some of the folks are down here in Anderson now. You see the crafts, and there was a lot of the crafts in Georgia. They used to meet up, I remember, and say, well, her master give over to one of the daughters, you see. Everybody you give somebody to, they took that name. Just like if your daughter, you belong to the craft, and your daughter Mary Stevenson, they give you to Stevenson, then you take that name. Or you could be Trace if you were to come along when some of them was leaving, but I just don't know too much about
it. Was this your mother's mother?
No.
Your father's
my
mother?
My father's
mother.
Uh-huh. Because my mother's people were grants. Her daddy was a regular. Then her mother married, was a grant married old man regular. And these grants, they lot of them around here now. Uncle Stafford Grant, Uncle Ford Grant, Uncle Ford stayed down here with Miss Ted and Larry and raised them. They've had teeth, Miss Eve Shelton over Clemson, she did. Now she ain't got Shelton. And they went in that house and got what they wanted, company or no company. So Parson was there. Miss Eve was gonna bring one of our classmates home from school and they made iced tea while we knew them. Parson and they had a picture to them. But like I said, I put that picture there. Oh, I'm just a tasting it. Say, well, you don't have to take a bath in it to taste the ice tea.
This was your mother's family, some of her family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lyle was tasting the tea. Had the picture now. What they're going to serve the family, she just tastes it. You don't have to take a bath in that tea.
Do you know where any of the older members of your family are buried?
All of them buried down here in Shiloh Baptist Church. Shiloh, my grandfathers, my great-grandfathers, and all of them. Now, my mother is buried over here. Because, see,
where
she died here in the cemetery, Old Green Cemetery. But now, all my original family, my mother's people and my daddy's people, is buried in Shiloh Baptist Church in Downville. Because that was their own home, that was their own church. That's where they joined the church and shouted in the church. I remember going there and all the people would get happy. There was a Reverend Dennis Glenn, and he would preach. Ooh, he could preach. And they'd get shouting. and they wore hat pins in their head at that time to hold it on.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was 2 or 3 years. But when I'd see them shouting and patting, I thought that hat pin was sticking them, and I'd cry too. But they had that on, that was a sow. Feather on the hat, and then they put this beautiful pin in. But I didn't know. I just looked, and I knew it was sharp, and I thought it was sticking them. But they used to have good times down there. I can remember going to church, you know, and the people getting out of the... Most of the people come in wagons, and they had the two-horse chariot, you know, buggies and chariot. But them big families on the farms, they would and put all the children in, they'd carry the children to church, and we'd ride to church. And if you went to sleep during the tractor meeting, well, you didn't get to go back the next night, somebody. So I'd sit there and stretch with my eyes open so I could get to go in church, and I had an aunt, she'd take me up in her lap. And I'd stay awake. I was a cat when I was growing up. I wasn't no bad child. And I tell people now, I said, I've always been a good child. I said, now I learned the Bible before I did my ABC. I said, it wasn't because I was good, I was lazy. And my mama would be in reading her Bible. I'd sit there and she'd point. And I'd repeat after. And I tell you what she taught me in the Bible then, I know it now. I said, now, I really did. You hear people say, I learned to read my mama's name. I did not, because I was one of them good children, because I was a lazy child, too lazy. The rest of the children be out in the field playing. I'd be there in that house in the cave. I love my mama dearly. And I didn't leave her much, but she couldn't leave me. Out of all the children, I'd stay close by, and then she died in my arms, right in that room. I didn't want nobody to come and say, your mother's gone. I knew she was sick. I mean, she was getting low. And I got up in the kitchen to get some ice to put on me. And I come back and just lay the head in my crushed mom. Dr. Shaw come in, come out, shaking his head. And I didn't get up and leave her. And before he got back to the drugstore, she gone. He told my sister, oh, Mark be here 3 or 4 more days. She had a little symptom. Before he got to the drugstore, she did. I knew Bill, and I didn't leave her.
Did she teach you how to cook and sew?
Oh, we tell her, yeah, honey. I ain't got them pretty quilt to do. That's the thing that she taught me, and I can make some of the prettiest quilts. I made some of my children from Clemson some quilts. The nurses was waking up at the hospital and their husbands was in school. And I made some of the prettiest patchwork quilts for them. The butterfly, you know, put on, what you call it, cut the butterfly and put it on a square and then quilt it. I could do that.
Do you still have any of those quilts?
No, I didn't. The funny thing, my daughter got all of them. I ain't got them on the shoulder. But I quilted them and give them away. And I quilted them when I was working. I could come with me and everybody give me scraps. And I made some pretty quilts. I can't hold my needle sturdy now. And I told her the other day, I said, you're going to have to bring me one just to show somebody what I used to do. See, now I've done this after I got old and couldn't hold my fingers steady. Can you tell what that is?
Definitely.
Well, I've done that late just since I've been sick, but I can't. I didn't take, you know, I can't see as well. And then I can't hold my things and cook. But now, I made them girls that worked at the hospital.
Butterfly quilts.
And I put them, honey, now we should see the stitches I put in. I go around this, and that butterfly would stand up. So you put a little pad into the line, and that butterfly stands up. And you go around, and you don't make them old big long stitches. But my hands are stiff. See, I could make short stitches.
Does anybody else in your family make quilts? Did your mother make any quilts?
No, that's what she had to do with 10 children, and you didn't have blankets. You quilted, you took the better part of the pants, the clothes after the white made quilt. And got bleach, they used to call it what? That's unbleached material. And make the linings. My mama was a first class quilt. That's why I learned it.
Do you have any of her quilts left? Or does anyone else in the family have any of her quilts?
I believe my oldest sister might have had something. I met her when she got down. I don't have nothing old. I might my mama. And the oldest thing, you know, it's a funny thing. We didn't have much, and then we didn't cherish it and take care of it. I look at this old plate in here. Now, this plate is my great-great-grandma Liddy. Used to get this for Mr. when she old turkey platter. You know, when the white folks had company, now that's a slavery time. And it was handed down through my grandma, and my mama got it. And we kept it, and I got that. But that's the only thing, you know, that's old.
A large white turkey platter.
Mm-hmm.
It says Mellor Taylor and Company from England.
Yeah.
A big platter.
Mm-hmm. And I just still keep it. I did once say I was going to have it done into a picture, you know. But I done got those even now. I better be hunting something to keep from the face. Because these children.
These are your children, your grandchildren?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I didn't have children of my own. Somebody else, my sister had three children, and I ran. And they like my own. I don't know. All I know, somebody had born and I had pleasure raising.
What happened to your sister? Did she die at childhood?
No, she and her husband know. I mean, she much alive now. She young and I am. Oh. She and her husband separated. They had three children, the boy and two little girls. And I didn't have children, and I had a good husband. So we took those children and raised them as if though they didn't, well, we taught them they had a mother. And she saw them maybe in, like, interview 4 or 5 years. But they always knew they had a mother. And we never taught them to call us mother. And daddy, they said they wished they had them. After they got grown, you know, sometimes it was embarrassing. All the other people saying mom and daddy. And they called me by my name. And I love them, the child was here yesterday. I love them as though they was a piece of gold.
Let me go back to something you were talking about. You said, that your family, most of them were buried at Shiloh Baptist Church?
Yes, ma'am.
And all. Were most of your family Baptist then? Were they members of the Baptist?
Baptist, yes, ma'am.
Were any of them any other denomination?
Now, well, as I know, they all were Baptist. Those that was church people were Baptist. I don't know any. Now, because this late, my sister, you know, and like that, her husband was Baptist. But my family, old family, mom and dad and grandchildren, they were Baptist people. Shiloh Church at Townville, but the Baptist Church, and all of them belong there.
Why did everybody stay Baptist?
Well, that's what I want to know sometimes. It's just a tradition. Her mama was Baptist, the children grew up and they joined the Baptist Church, on down to the town. I said, now I'm not on. I said, Beam's husband's Methodist, AME. And she was a guest speaker and they had me there and they introduced me. The Shrum's mother, that's what they call. And she said, another one of them Methodists. I said, now I'm not a Methodist and I'm not a Baptist. I'm a child of God. I said, I belong to Jesus. I accept him as my Savior. He paid a price for me. I don't have nomination.
What kind of Baptist church was this?
Just Baptist.
Just Baptist.
Baptist, you know, now they named them Missionary Baptists and all kinds, but Baptist, Shiloh Baptist Church.
Who was the pastor there when you were young?
Reverend Dennis Glenn. T.B. Williams come next. But Reverend Dennis Glenn was that war horse. It could grow, Lord, I think he'd stick his ears in his thing in his ear and just hollering, everybody be